What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's The Morning Shift with Allie Mack, Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. And this hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Now, we talked about it a little bit earlier in the show today that Darnell Mooney and Jalen Walker are day to day. That's kind of their status right now. Could be ready for week one. Will they play? We won't know, is basically the conclusion we've kind of come to.
I would say that, you know, I get the sense that Jalen is playing, although what role that is, I guess, is still kind of to be defined. He's a rotation player on the edge at this point. And so I think that's, you know, we need to kind of hedge our expectations in terms of that realm.
I would think he's on a snap count, so to speak. Like, I think he probably will. I think they're going to watch his reps as many, and I think he would. Personally, I tend to believe it'll be based on the offense they're playing. It'll be just kind of a pass rushing type of position.
Sure.
You know, but because he's still dealing with stuff. He's coming back. I feel like they're going to slow roll him now. I wouldn't mind seeing him kind of watch Bucky Irvin out of the backfield a little bit, because I think Bucky Irvin is...
That'd be tough.
But I just wonder where he's at physically. That's why I say that. And I have, you know, I'm just really starting. I know you probably are same to kind of dive into Tampa. It's not like we don't know Tampa.
Sure.
But the thing that I need to look at is when they had their... It's hard, too, but when they had their first team guys in during preseason, what did they do? It's going to be vanilla. But they have a new OC, and look, I think it's going to be very similar to what Dave Canales and Liam Cohen did. But what are the wrinkles? What are the differences? But if you ask me today, Allie, between Jalen Walker and Darnell, get back and put a bow, all pun intended, on that. Jalen plays. I would bet Darnell doesn't right now. That's my personal opinion. Now that could change. Because there was nothing that we heard from Raheem earlier that told me, yeah, I'll see him. He's going to go for 100.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't think
that. Part
of
the walkthrough, I'm like, yeah, it doesn't really mean anything.
And you can't afford to, with the way rosters are set up in the NFL, to have him a part of your 48 if you don't think you can get pretty much a full go from him.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm leaning on Darnell Mooney. And like I said earlier, I think that it's kind of the best case scenario in terms of you've known for 5 weeks that Casey Washington had to play a massive role, and boy, you have put him up to the test. And by every stretch of the imagination, he has shown out in that role. Jalen Walker, to go back on that, I think that they would probably frame it as a snap count. I don't necessarily think there is. I don't, like, you know, they're going to rotate these defensive guys a lot. They've talked about making sure they're fresh and not asking them to play more than 4 plays in a row. I think Leonard Floyd's obviously going to get reps, and James Pierce and Arnold Abakady, and I don't know what Jalen Walker is. And so I don't necessarily think they have to cap his snaps, because I don't think he was ever going to get more than half of them anyways.
Well, I can – not telling you this, but that's, I agree with everything you said. I also think, though, if he goes out there and makes an impact early, then they're going to keep rolling him out. Like, I think they're going, they've built pass rushing wise this defense to do two things. Give themselves, keep these guys fresh, but also if you got a hot hand, if Leonard Floyd is eating, you know, whoever his matchup is, whichever side they go with him on, could be the left or the right, if he's eating that tackle up or they're having to now do things to account for him, I think they're going to give Leonard Floyd extra snaps, right? They're going to keep him out there and vice versa. But if Jalen Walker goes out there and it's a mismatch off the cusp, right, I do think they're going to try to keep him fresh and use him in certain situations only, but he's going to earn more playing time like that. Does that you kind of agree with what I'm saying there? Or?
Yes. Yeah, well, to an extent, because I think that part of the reason that if you see a Leonard Floyd have success, I think part of the reason you would see that is because he's fresh. And I think there is something so vital to being fresh in the fact that he's already explained, you know, Nate Oley's already said, hey, I'm not going to ask you to do more than four in a row. Just make sure you empty the tank. So you're definitely going to roll the Jalen Walker into that kind of scenario. But again, I agree with you to the point that it's matchup-based as well. If they're going with an attached tight end, right, it's not the same as if you're forcing them into third and eight. So if you're resetting the chains and they're going, you know, 21 personnel, I don't know that Jalen Walker's going to – we're going to look at it and think, oh, man, he played 50 snaps. I just don't think that's his role yet.
Yeah, I think probably the most important thing for me this week is – it's going to sound silly, is James Pierce against the run. Because I personally guarantee that they are going to give you looks that are passing looks, right, personnel wise, that they're going to run Rashad White and Bucky Irvin at James Pierce on that edge and say, you know, show us we can't run it down your throat. Can you? I've gotten to the point where I hate this term because people just use it and they don't even know what it means. They just think they use it just as a cliche. But can you set the edge? Can you make sure that you either turn that you push things so wide that you allow the help in the back seven to come up, or can you turn things back inside because of the way your technique to where it's a muddy water, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think they're going to go, because I think James Pierce, when you talk about in the run game of all the edge defenders, is the liability. If there is one. That's unfair. That's unfair to an extent, but that was his biggest question mark, I felt like.
My question would be, because I thought we had this answered before they broke down the 53, my question would be, and maybe it's a week one call up, maybe it's a roster flex in the practice squad. My question would be, what are the pairings? If you've got four edge rushers or five edge rushers and one of them's D'Angelo Malone, right? Or what are the pairings?
What would your pairing be?
Well, I think the first one's probably Leonard Floyd and Arnold Ebiketie. But then do you want Jalen Walker and James Pierce on the field at the same time after that?
Well, I can tell you, based on his time at Georgia and the little bit in preseason we saw, Jalen Walker is a better run defender out there than James Pierce Jr. Now, do you want to pair strength with strength? And, like, do you want to put – because I think AK can bring some of that too. So would you put AK and Walker together? But, again, see, that also gets back to what's your which personnel is on the field against other personnel. Because maybe if that's the case and that's how you feel, you might – the snap one, which you think is probably – they're probably going to show you most likely, and we have no way of knowing this, but you'd like to think that Tampa wants to establish a run, so they might show a run set. That might be – if you think that's your best run defense pairing with the edges, that might be out there.
Yeah. I do think that and you know, obviously they cut Khalid Kareem. We did not think that was going to happen.
But he is on the practice squad.
Like I said – that could be one of those standard Sunday elevations or whatever it may be, depending on, you know, how Jalen Walker's feeling. A lot of this comes down to, is it Charlie Heck? The Tristan Wirfs backup, I believe his name is Charlie Heck. The guy that will be playing if Tristan Wirfs is not playing, and I don't believe Tristan Wirfs is going to be playing. You know, that then comes a situation where it's like, what are they doing with him? Are they hiding him? Are they, you know, are they doing the same thing at left tackle that we are at right, where you feel like they're probably going to line a tight up next to him and, you know, keep somebody off of his hip and everything like that? I don't know. So it just, it'll be interesting to see how the game plan unravels and how they feel about some of these guys since, you know, these games count now.
Well, and I do want to remind you that we do have Falcons cornerback A.J. Terrell joining us at 7:40 today. I know, Bo, you're going to ask him about Clemson traditions. Mike, you're probably going to ask him about week one. I know I'm going to ask him about the zombie apocalypse question we had a few weeks ago on the show about which Falcon you would want by your side. That's going to be Must Listen Radio at 7:40. Yeah. But you mentioned Tristan Wirfs is out for the Bucs. So potentially Chris Godwin as well. How would the game change there?
Well, it's a good question that I don't know that anybody knows the answer to, not even like Tampa Bay fans or some of the insiders with them, because we don't know what they are offensively with the new offensive coordinator, right? And that's what we, you know, it's one of the things we talked about earlier. It's like 2 years in a row, their offensive coordinators have left and become head coaches. And so can they continue to recreate that magic every single year? I would have to think that they are going to try to come out and run the ball or just take what's in front of you. Remember last year, Baker Mayfield in the first halves against the Falcons, it was just like could not miss. They also have Bucky Irving, Rashad White. We've talked about it. I think you come out and try to run the football and see if you can establish the run. And if you can, you work off play action. It's going to be a lot. I mean, that isn't all that, guys. I've said this a number of times. Tristan Wirfs is an all pro online. If he could play, you know, an extensive amount of time moving forward to be in the Hall of Fame, that's how good he is. He is so freaking good. And to not have him as a part of that is not the same. This is not the same as the Falcons saying we don't have Caleb McGarry. This is like, I don't even know how to explain it. This is like, you know, Jesse Bates being out or maybe Bijan. You know, that's the kind of thing they're dealing with down there in terms of how good I think he is at left tackle.
Yeah, and he does, but he does guard his blind side, so.
Yeah. I would like to leave that entire ordeal in the last week. Just leave it there.
I'm poking fun. But no, look, the reality is Chris Godwin's not playing. And neither is Jalen McMillan. And I don't think Kate Otten's going to play either. So there's a really good chance they're down three, you know, two key offensive starters in Godwin and Wirfs. But here's the deal. They have Emeka Egbuke, and I'm going to tell you something right now. Everybody talks about how great Jeremiah Smith is, and he is. He is. But that guy was everything for Ohio State's offense in a lot of ways last season. He's already stepped in. You pair him and Mike Evans, and that's the thing. That is something I do want to ask AJ about. Is the, you know, each week this league gives you a different skill set of a top receiver, and with the defense we play, we don't travel corners, which means you stay on your side. If Mike Evans, you know, Mike Evans goes in motion, you stay normally, and you move over to whoever's there. How hard is it for a DB every week, Mike, to prepare for the different skill sets? Because Mike Evans is a long striding receiver that is long and is 50-50 machine, 50-50 ball machine. And what is the difference in him and Egbuke?
Yeah, I think it's a great question. And God, it's just I'm sitting over here running through Ohio State's receivers from the last decade in my head. It's just insane.
LSU, Ohio State, and Ohio State might have the edge. But, man, LSU's got it, too. It's crazy. Yeah,
it is nuts to think about the guys they've had. I mean, all the way down to even guys you don't think about, like Brian Thomas. I mean, it's crazy.
Terry McLaurin. You don't even think about the fact that he was a big-time, a good player at Ohio State.
Got a lot of questions for AJ. I hope he comes in here very chatty and ready to talk, because I got a bunch. That might be like a 40-minute segment. We'll just keep pushing off the commercials. No commercials. Just keep talking.
7:40 is when AJ will join us. Now, after all the drama, Micah Parsons is unfortunately now dealing with an injury. We'll talk about it when we go in the huddle next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. We're about to go in the huddle, talk about Micah Parsons, Matthew Stafford, their status. But first, we did say goodbye to Lee Corso on College Game Day over the weekend. Did y'all see any of this coverage?
Yeah.
Overwhelming.
So yeah. Good.
It was.
Shout out to Fox for putting it on, too. I don't know if you guys saw that. That was
yeah,
cool.
And they've done. Fox and ESPN are suddenly getting along, which is weird because remember they did the app thing? They're doing it where you can bundle it. That was really cool of them to do that. I really appreciated them working together. My neighbor, Risto, texts me as game day came on. He goes, it's very fitting that Corso's wearing a tux. And because it was a big moment for him, and it's also kind of his, you know, his personality, the entertainment factor that he brought to that show. Talk about eras, you know. We kind of Mike and I were discussing pregame this morning. We host pregame for the Falcons Radio Network, and we were trying to talking about like the Michael Penix era kind of begins, and that was the end of an era for college football because that show has really taken coverage of college football, and I'm talking about College Game Day, to a different level. And there's never been a show, or that show's never been in existence, where he wasn't a mainstay on it, right?
Yeah.
And now he's not. And that mantle's kind of passed off to two people with Saban and Pat McAfee, have to fill the void that a prime Lee Corso is leaving. You know, yeah. And I'm saying he's not in his prime anymore, but when he was there, that was what he was.
I tweeted as much as well. I put it out there on my Twitter account, and I was like, you know, it just feels like it's not just Corso leaving. It is the end of an era. It's the end of the innocent era of college football. And, you know, it was just crazy, and more so than I've ever heard before, to hear, you know, kind of commentators and in-game analysts talking about the amount of money that these teams paid for certain players and how this guy is this much and this guy is this much. It was just crazy to me. And Corso leaving game day to me was like the last like candle lit of that previous 30 years. It just was like, okay, well, we're moving on and it's still going to love college football, but it's just different now without Corso and without some of the innocence that college football once had.
Yeah, and I give Ohio State credit as well. They put them on the field. They didn't put them on the sideline. They put them in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
And it was a whole thing, and they gave them the original head gear that he picked back then. It's rough. It's rough because it's like, as you get older, the things that you grew up on go away. And I grew up on College Game Day and with Lee Corso on it. And now he's walked away. Herbstreit's there, and I always remember Herbstreit for the most part. But,
sure.
And the dog is becoming a problem for me.
Well,
because
can we finish our thought on Corso?
I know, but
the dog.
The dog pooped out there when they're trying to kick the field goal.
Okay,
with the McAfee thing. But yeah, it was a cool moment, and I thought I'm hard on ESPN and I'm hard on a lot of these networks, but everybody involved handled it perfectly.
Did you? Because once game day was over, obviously a lot of people flipped over to Fox because the game was on Fox.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool that like Fox's Big Noon Kickoff didn't finish their show till like 12:10.
Like they always do that though.
They push it back. I watched that show a lot, but I never noticed it being that far behind when they're doing kind of the end of their show. It was like they were like, all right, cool. But when everybody flips the channel and comes to Fox, we're still going to be on, and it's going to give everybody kind of the taste of what we do. And I'm a huge fan of Big Noon Kickoff.
Yeah,
to put it mildly,
your boy's on there.
Yeah.
Your teammate, your friend.
Love watching Mark Ingram on.
Let me tell you something. They had I tweeted this. If you want to talk about, they had a stand up with Portnoy, Matt Leinart, Brady Quinn, and Mark Ingram, and the camera angle they used did Mark Ingram and Dave Portnoy no justice because they've got Leinart, and I don't know how you. I'll be honest, as a short guy, I don't know what you're as a producer how you line up.
Right.
Because they had Brady Quinn and Leinart as the bookends. And I mean, it looked like encyclopedia to like a daggum pocket Bible.
Have you ever
two
seen
of them? And then back to encyclopedia.
The video of the two guys that were standing next to Rappaport in a live hit, and he was standing on a box, and they called him out on live TV, and he got so mad.
Yeah.
They were like, almost as cool as that box you're standing on. Anyways, and he was like, you can see on his face, he was like, you.
Brady Quinn looked massive.
He's a big dude.
And he's not a small, and neither is Matt Leinart, but they looked like professional wrestlers standing with their kids.
Well, if you are curious, Game Day has said nobody will be continuing on with the headgear tradition. That is finished.
Nor should they. They probably need to find a way to make it entertaining at the end still, but nor should they. That was one person's, and only one person should have ever done that. So I agree wholeheartedly with that decision.
Now, let's talk about Micah. Micah Parsons back in the headlines for an unfortunate reason. He's been dealing with a L4, L5 facet joint sprain in his back. He might need an injection before Sunday's game against the Detroit Lions if needed to help him play.
Well, Dallas cleared him, and then he wanted a second opinion, and then he suddenly gets traded, and somehow he passes the physical, and now he needs injections. There's fallout. I don't want to go too far down in the weeds, but there's fallout with Dak is getting heat for some of the things he said about. I just want to ask you, Mike. I'm starting to think Micah Parsons, while Trayvon Diggs loved him, wasn't the most loved person in that locker room back in Dallas, which is odd. Nonetheless, he's still the best defensive player right now in the NFL, and Green Bay is just hoping, that this is something that doesn't linger.
Well, let me ask you this. You categorize that as odd. Why do you say it's odd? Why do you think it's odd?
Because look, put it this way. Everybody said they should wholeheartedly pay him and that Jerry screwed up by not paying him. And so it's odd to me that everyone around the team that covers him and all these people say that he should just be paid when he's not overly loved. And is that part of the thought process? Because Deron Blaine just got paid by Dallas, like $92 million.
Yeah.
Is that part of the thought process that he didn't get paid?
Yeah.
Was because and Jerry mentioned it, and Jerry got ton of heat. What do you mean you want him to be a leader and all this stuff? Well, maybe that's part of maybe that's why some of this played out the way it did.
Yeah. I don't think there's any doubt about it. I would just say that I think that when you look at his situation and you look at the leadership and everything that comes along with it, he's a guy that was very outspoken but very good at a young age. And so I think that that's one of the things that you're dealing with in terms of that with him. So I wouldn't make too much of it. It is what it is. Anytime a guy leaves, it kind of comes to fruition that it's one of those things.
Real quick, the Rams are expecting Matthew Stafford to start Sunday against the Texans. He's been dealing with a back issue and missed all of training camp, but Sean McVay says he's good to go.
Yeah, good for Sean McVay. I think anytime you talk about that kind of scenario and really just wanting to start week one off and make sure things are off on the right foot, it is what it is. I think there's going to be a lot of things like this kind of going around. We've already talked about Darnell a bunch today and, you know, Caleb and other things like that. But they just kind of fits the roles. And you just hope everybody's healthy moving towards week one, and it is what it is.
Yeah, you wonder about the timing issues that they might have. This guy about to join us here can talk about maybe the timing issues that receivers might have with quarterbacks as he tries to go against them. But that's the one thing I would think about is the timing issues of what they might have going on with that would be the only thing I would think of for Stafford, because he's a veteran. He knows what they're doing. He knows that offense. He knows what they want to do.
Yeah. Well, look, we are joined in the I don't want to cue the music running down right now, but Dylan's going to have to bury it because we do have CB1, AJ Terrell stepping in the building. You can put those headphones on right there, my friend. And we'll make sure we get it hooked up, man. But appreciate you hanging out with us. Thanks for stepping in. I know that hey, you got – yeah, sorry about that. we got you. We're good. Now you just talking in the microphone.
Do I got to be up close? On
yeah, yeah, yeah. Pull it towards
you.
Pull it towards you.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, man. Hey, you're in our dojo now. Yeah, you know what I mean? We've been out there training camp the last couple years. Sure. You step in our dojo. Appreciate you hanging out with us, man. Everything good? Man. I know you were downstairs with the people over at V.
Yep.
And you got a bunch of stuff you're pushing. We'll get into that in a minute. But,
okay. Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good.
Yeah.
Good morning.
The vibes are high.
Yeah,
that's what we want to get. We want to get the Flowery Branch report, man. Yeah. How's the team feeling out there and everything else?
No, we good. We ready to rock and roll. You know, closing in on the week one. All the guys ready, bro. I can't, you know, can't say too much. You know,
man. Hey, look, just keep it right there. That's all we're looking for.
You know, that's how we feeling right now.
Let's just keep it right there. That's all we're kind of looking for right now.
Did you make it to Clemson to watch your brother play this
weekend? For sure.
I'm watching that with a neighbor of mine. He's a Notre Dame fan. He doesn't watch a lot of Clemson. He's like, what are they doing? Why are they getting on the bus? And I was like, no, this is their thing. They get on the bus ready to play, and they drive around the stadium and run down the hill. What's it like? How does that tradition play out? Like, what is that like as a player on game day?
Nah, it's good. I can walk you down on the whole experience. So what we do is we come out the tunnel, we load the buses, we put in. So they give us like these all in chips that we got to put in the bucket. You know, it's like a little saying at Clemson. You know, we all in. So we got like a Clemson coin that we put in the bucket. Then we go get on the buses, right? Load the buses up. Everybody got on, you know, uniforms, and the coaches get on there. As soon as we get on the bus, everybody acting rowdy. They take off with the bus, and they make two rights. By the time we get to the hill, you know, everybody run off the bus. We go line up on the hill, you know, get the praise from the crowd.
Hey,
overlooking the whole stadium from the hill, so it looked real good.
Let's go. Yeah.
The crowd going crazy, and you just wait to hear that bomb go. Once the bomb go, we run down the hill, make your little leap. I never jumped for real because, you know, I refuse to get hurt before the game.
I was going
to
say, is it scary running down that hill?
I never jumped, but just running down the hill and running all the way to the sideline is crazy feeling, you know.
It's like a shot of adrenaline in your veins.
Yeah, I don't think nobody got a better interest than we do.
Yeah, cornerback one, AJ Terrell, hanging out with us here on the morning shift. I want to get to some of the AJT Foundation stuff. I know you guys got a big event coming up in October. You know, we also are joined by Elena Allen, athletic director at Frederick Douglass High School. You got some cool things going on with that. Let's just talk for one quick second about week one, Tampa. There's, you know, talk about wide receivers on both sides being in or being out. What's that matchup like? Mike Evans, you've obviously seen tape on Emeka Egbuka. Anytime you know a guy like that, and it's every week in the NFL, but anytime you know a receiver like that is lining up across from him, you're like, go time, baby. Like, let's strap in.
Like you said, it's like that every week in the league. So just being – all you can do is prepare, you know, and be ready on game day. At the same time, just compete at a high level, have supreme confidence, which, you know, that CB1 position is – got to have it, you know, with the confidence side. But just going in and handling the dirty work. We know what we got going on. Week one is nothing new with Tampa, but at the same time, we just got to, you know, just win, 1-0 each week.
Love it.
Well, let's talk about what you guys have coming up. You have Mr. Atlanta's Rollerball, Friday, October 3rd at Mercedes-Benz. Give us a little info. What's going on here?
Yeah, so we're going to open up the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We're going to have a throwback kind of 90s type of vibe skating party. It's going to be open for all, you know, Atlanta's top DJs, and have a whole Lemon Pepper VIP section.
Yes.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? But it's a 90s type of vibe. You know, we're going to go in there with any of your vintage wear jerseys, big tees, whatever, baggy pants.
Let's go.
However you dressed in the 90s, you know, we just going to have
fun. You're too young for all that, yeah, man. That was, that was our vibe back then.
It's like our 70s parties in the 90s.
I was born in the 90s, though, so I could talk about it a little bit.
There you go. I love it, man.
But, it's just going to be a good time, have some iconic foods and drinks, and just have a great time with family and friends.
Yeah, I want to let people know you can go to ajtfoundation.org/rollerball if you want to get more information on that. And like I said, you have Miss Elena Allen hanging out with you today, the athletic director at Frederick Douglass. Miss Allen, if you'll take that microphone and just point it towards you, I want to hear what this guy has meant and how you fit into all this and how cool it's been to have somebody like the foundation support some of the things you're trying to do at Frederick Douglass.
Well, A.J. Terrell, his academy has done so much for our athletic program, our school as a whole. We have two academic coaches through his foundation. They help, obviously, with tutoring, just a bunch of different things. But like I said, one of the things that his foundation does is they're intentional about the work that they do. They ask questions. They say, what do you need? And they provide it. And so, like I said, it's huge for us, and we're honored and privileged to even be a part of the foundation, to be chosen as one of the schools with the academy.
Yeah. How important for it is for y'all as for the school to have a guy that not only plays here but grew up here and is so much a part of the community to help grow you guys year over year?
I think that's even bigger because of the fact that he's from the community. He's not too far from Frederick Douglass High School. He's from Atlanta. And to see, he gravitate from high school to college to play for the Exeter Falcons, where he probably watched play when he was young. And for our student athletes to see him, it's motivation. And then they're going to know, too, once they reach that peak, that they're going to actually come back and give back as well and be intentional about the work that they do.
All right, we are hanging out with A.J. Terrell, a Falcons cornerback, and we've got him a little bit longer, so hang tight. We're going to ask him more questions next with the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
In the Odyssey app.
Sports.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. This segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. And we're so excited to be joined by A.J. Terrell, Falcons cornerback, and Alana Allen, athletic director for Frederick Douglass High School. I do want to ask about Mr. Atlanta, but before I do, I got to tell you about this silly question we were talking about a couple weeks ago on the show.
Uh-oh.
And it was, if there was a zombie apocalypse, which Falcon would you want by your side to battle your way out of it?
Like who, teammate.
Yeah, teammate.
Yeah, 100%.
Who
well,
would
for
you
us,
choose?
It's not a teammate, but curious who you'd take.
It's crazy, but I'm going Caleb McGarry.
And that's what we said. That's what we said.
Yeah, I'm going Caleb McGarry.
You want a guy that hunts bears to fight zombies with you, right?
Every offseason we put up a picture of him hunting grizzly bears and stuff like that. So I'm like, you know what? That's the first name that just came to mind.
100%. We were the same way. I told them, I said, I don't want anybody faster than me because they're just going to run away and let me get ate up.
I need muscle. We need muscle.
Somebody said Bajan. I was like, nah, man, Bajan be out of there with a quickness.
Give me Caleb
like,
McGarry.
I'm not chasing down Bajan Robinson. He's just going to let me get ate.
Love that you said that because that was the number one pick.
That was the number one.
Caller,
unanimous
them,
pick.
Everyone.
Yeah. Unanimous
Caleb
pick,
McGarry.
Man.
Well, it is Mr. Atlanta's Rollerball that you are hosting on October 3rd. Who is Mr. Atlanta?
Yep. So Mr. Atlanta, it sounds cliche for me to just say that I'm Mr. Atlanta. You know, I just want to, you know, pay my respects to all the ones who came before me. But for this one, you know, we kind of made the MR and Mr. a thing as far as, like, maximizing resources, modeling resources. And just wanted to make it from my academy and my foundation that I just wanted to make it more my responsibility to just give back to the city. And not for just me, but for everybody else, women, men, kids, everybody just included, just my responsibility.
I love that, man. That's a really cool ordeal. And like you said, y'all's event's going on in October. You can check out ajtfoundation.org/rollerball if you want more on that. Let's talk a little bit more, obviously, about the Falcons, about the depth. We were talking about Clark Phillips a minute ago. You say he's a dog. He's, you know, it seems like I feel that way about everybody in the cornerback room. And we sit here. This is our business, man. We try to break it down front, back, and sideways of who makes a team and what the matchups are and things like that. Talk to us about that depth, though, in that cornerback room. We talked with Mike Hughes a couple of weeks ago. He was awesome to kind of chat with and breaking down the difference between outside corner and playing nickel. But it just seems like the group you guys have can play all over the place and anybody can lock down anybody on a given week.
You're right. And to go along with that, like you said, just being able to lock down. And I think the thing that we all have in common in the back end is physicality. You know,
love
us,
that.
Yeah, like Clark, Mike Hughes, myself, Billy Bowman, Xavier Watts, JB. I can keep going.
Yeah.
But everybody has a knack for being physical, and everybody's smart. We can all play corner, safety, or nickel. We can move around. We got a lot of versatility with the guys in the back end where we can make a lot of plays, and I think that's why the back end hasn't changed much in the last couple of years because everybody can do a lot.
Absolutely. You know, and that's the thing for me. Like, this week alone, Tampa may or may not have a couple of guys at wide receiver, but you still got to go. Mike Evans is one thing, and then you got Ebuka from Ohio State who is a very good receiver from when he was in college, and he seems to be doing pretty good.
Yep.
But then you might have Chris Godwin as well.
Yep.
Like, how hard is it to, when you know things change on a play, and maybe you get a guy that you haven't gotten that game yet, how hard is it to adapt to their style of play?
It's not that hard. You know, being that corner, you just got to trust your technique, be confident, just go play your game. You know, let the defense work for you. Don't do too much. And that's how you play the game of football, just winning. And then you got to watch film. You got to be prepared for who you're playing against. So, yeah, we watch, you know, Mike Evans, but you also got to respect and watch other film of receivers that you may not line up against during the game. But you don't know what can happen in the game. You don't know what their game plan is, but you just got to be ready for anything to happen. I might guard a tight end, might guard a running back. I don't know who may, you know, that's just the name of the game. You just got to be ready for it all.
How does that work for you with your film study process? Is there somebody you like to sit down with? Or you get in there first thing, do it yourself? I mean, kind of walk us through that because that's one of those things that's kind of interesting to me and how you guys break down film.
Yeah, so I watch film, of course, with the guys, with the back end. The back end is including the safeties, nickels, and the linebackers. People, you know, we all have to communicate when we out there. We don't communicate. Well, I don't communicate as much with the D-line. You know, they going this way. I'm going back.
All on your own out there.
So, but, yeah, we meet as a back end. We watch film. We see tendencies and try to pick up on things. And we go out at practice and try to, you know, find ways to stop it, whatever we see. And, of course, you can't stop the whole playbook. We in the NFL, so, you know, games, offenses are going to change. Defenses may change, too. But at the end of the day, the basics are going to be the basics. So once you pick up on certain things, you'll see it on game day. You just got to go trust it and make plays on it.
Got a few minutes left with a cornerback one, A.J. Terrell from the Atlanta Falcons. I want to get into the roller derby stuff in just a second. I want to know how much you both of y'all plan on, you know, actually roller skating when it comes to Mercedes-Benz. But one of the things that sticks out to me, you just talked about Mike, and like there's a guy every week, yeah, right? Every single week there's a matchup. Throughout your career, though, because you're an old head now, like you're a vet. Yeah. Who's been some of the toughest matchups? Maybe just give me a quarterback wide receiver combo that you were like, man, them dudes are at another level.
I definitely say Tom and Mike at the time. Earlier in my career, going against Tom and Mike.
That's tough. That's tough. that's a pretty good combination.
That was
right there.
For sure. That was tough at the time. I don't really have none on mine right now. Like you said, every week is a new week.
Right.
I love myself.
Yeah, I love that, man.
Yeah,
cool.
I love myself.
Yeah, I say the same thing every morning. They give me crap, and I say I love myself.
Yeah, I love myself.
Yeah, give me anybody. Right. I love it.
Hey, all right, Dr. Allen, I actually got a question for you because you've won some championships as a coach and everything. I mean, talk a little bit about your background getting to where you are now at Frederick Douglass as the actual AD. And I don't know if you currently coach anymore, but do you miss that part of it?
I used to coach basketball, so we won back-to-back state championships. I do miss coaching. I miss competing. I don't miss the time it took away from my life, but I definitely miss competing. So we've had a little success at Frederick Douglass High School.
It's always the locker room you miss, right? It's like it's the locker room conversations that you miss the most. It's not I tell people all the time because obviously I've done it, and I've also coached high school ball as well, and it's like, do you miss it? Yes, but it's the locker room interactions that you can't recreate anywhere else.
For sure.
Right? I mean, you don't have those conversations anywhere else in your life that you do in a locker room.
Oh, for sure. You're spot on that. I miss all of that.
Yeah.
But I miss competing, though, the most. Yeah. Don't lie, standing up, doing all that good stuff.
For this event you guys have coming up, Mr. Atlanta Rollerball, for the kids, for the culture, for the city, how much, as Mike was asking before, how much are you planning on rollerblading or roller skating? Can you do either? Because it's 90s, so it's rollerblading, right?
Both of y'all can answer. Yeah. I want to hear from both of you because I wouldn't strap on rollerblades.
Yeah, so I was thinking, I'm thinking to myself, I was kind of like, you know, I'm in season. They won't, you know, people understand if I'm not out there skating.
Right.
But at the same time, it's only right. You know, I'm going to be out there.
You're going to get spatted up?
Yeah, I'm going to get spatted up, put my knee pads on. I'm going to be good. I'm going to be out there skating. I'm not going to be doing too much. I don't know how to dance and
backwards.
I just know how to go forward, so just stay out of my way.
Yeah, we might have to put you in a bubble.
Yeah, stay out of my way.
I was going to say, that's right at the beginning of October, man. That's go time.
Or get the PVC pipe that you can hold on to as you're going.
No. That pitcher gets out, he's in trouble now. The locker room would have a field day with that.
Alana, are you going to be skating?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to skate. I'm going to fall for him because, you know, we need him to play.
That's
I'm
going
to be out there, so yes, I'm definitely
the same way. If I had to take those lumps, I definitely will. Go ahead.
AJ, what's your spot, man? Where are you going to get a nice steak dinner? Like, where is there a certain, your favorite place in the city? Because I know I got a couple. Like, I'm a big New York Prime guy, and people get on to me because Howes is so good, but I didn't know if you had a certain spot.
Yeah, Howes is good. Also, Light Chops.
Yeah, that's another good one.
Light Chops.
Yeah.
What else I got?
What are you ordering when you get? What's your steak?
I'm a ribeye.
There you go. See, I knew I loved this steak.
Yeah, unbelievable.
I went from well done to medium well to medium.
There you go.
That's how you know you made it. You know
you made it. So I'm down
start
to the medium.
Different temperatures.
Well, because you know you go to this place like that and it's perfect.
Yeah
that's it, man.
So I'm at medium now, and I'm ordering mostly all the appetizers. I'm a big appetizer guy.
There you go. Dude, you go to New York Prime, they have the bacon. That thick-cut bacon.
Yeah,
that's good stuff. Just about one more minute left here with A.J. Terrell, cornerback one for the Atlanta Falcons. Yep. Just a couple quick. You were talking about how you don't want to name yourself Mr. Atlanta or whatever it may be. I'm curious for the team. Like, it's a different dynamic now with a young quarterback. When I played, Matt Ryan was like the guy. He was Mr. Falcon. who's Mr. Falcon right now? Like, if there was one guy on the team that was like the face of the franchise that you had to point to and be like, that's that guy. I'm going to take you out of it because I think that's
–
I'm going to take you out of the conversations. Point to a teammate and you're like, man, that guy right there, he just – he's the franchise.
I think I would have to go with Jake Matthews at the moment.
Jake the Snake, baby.
Yeah, Jake. You know, he's just been a guy who's been hasn't missed a game, right?
Not since I was there, which is a long, long time ago.
He's been playing at a high level for us.
A
captain for us, and just one of the ones that got everybody respect in the locker room.
For sure.
How's the dynamic between you and Jesse? Because you guys are two kind of your leaders, and I know you're both secondary leaders, really, the way I see it, and kind of you on the outside and him more on that inside stuff.
Yeah. So me and JB, our brotherhood crazy. So we, you know, once he came what was that, 23?
Yeah, 23.
Came in 23. We got the same agent, so we was able to kick it before he got in the building. And once he became a teammate of mine, a Falcon, he's just been a solid guy, someone coming to work every day. Just like me, he motivates me to, you know, be better. He kind of added that presence into the room of leadership and also, like, that type of alpha vibe. You know, I kind of felt like I was the only one at the time before he got there with just that aura around him in the back end. So just having him back there with me just feels like something that can – that definitely can last long in the league, not league, but with the Falcons, and just the way he come to work every day just pushes me, vice versa with myself, just to be great and be ready for games and play at a high level.
Let's go, baby. I'm ready.
I know. Yeah. Last question. What's the game day routine? What are you going to do Sunday?
So what I do, I don't like to sit in that hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not me, especially for the home game. So, you know, it's curfew. We definitely got to stay in hotels. So I wake up at like 6 in the morning and go home, take me a hot shower, eat me some breakfast, watch some tape, do my little stretches or whatever I like to do at the house. Like I kind of like a superstition a little bit. Like I have to do these certain things to feel good. So then once I head to the stadium, I do it again, you know, just before I go on the field. So now I feel extra loose. I don't feel cranky or like I just woke up out of the bed. But just sitting in the hotel room until 1 o'clock,
nah,
that's not it. Yeah. Now you sitting in the room, you just sitting in the bubble, just overthinking. You're just doing too much.
100%.
Yeah. And I used to do that my first couple years. Yeah. I didn't really know no better. I'm still finding myself. So I'm like, you know, I'm at home. Why not go home? I got time to go home and kick it and do what I need to do to get my mind right.
That's great. Like, I obviously knew a ton. I don't think I've ever heard of somebody going home morning of.
I love it.
I go home the morning of.
I respect that.
Yeah, I gotta get right.
That makes a lot of sense.
I come to the stadium feeling like I just, you know, I just feel great.
Ready you're ready.
That's great. That's good.
I love it.
Hey, sitting in that hotel is miserable. Yeah.
It's different. Of course, away games is different.
For sure.
But
got to, yeah.
Home, I'm going to take advantage of being home.
I love that.
Well, tickets are available for Mr. Atlanta's Rollerball for the kids, for the culture, for the city. AJTFoundation.org. It's October 3rd in Mercedes-Benz, so mark your calendar. AJ, Alana, we appreciate you both coming in. Thanks so much for the time.
Yeah, appreciate you hanging out, man. Thanks so
much.
Thank you.
That is Falcons cornerback A.J. Terrell. Appreciate him hanging out with us this morning. And Alana Allen, athletic director for Frederick Douglass High School. Coming up, we've got Man Up Monday on a Tuesday. Plus, we've got the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. What are your tailgate songs? That is next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.